This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا ما يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. In the same
month, not just once, a brother approached me, and another sister, and then another brother, and then also another sister. They were mentioning, the brother was complaining about his wife, of how hard he works, and she doesn't appreciate what she does. And another sister is complaining about the husband also. Complaining about the husband, about some of his harshness and so forth. And how he gets angry very quickly over just some of the little things. And then another brother complained about the same thing, but about his wife. His wife, like, she gets angry for no reason. I come home and I have no idea why. I ask her why, she doesn't tell me why she's angry. I have no idea. I don't understand her. Like, what do I do? And so, based on some of these interactions, I wanted to just mention the relationship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his wives, and some of the keys, the key points for a happy relationship. If you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how sometimes we complain about how small our houses are, and oftentimes we have, maybe a sister will come forward and say to the, or a wife will say to the husband, we need a bigger space, and he's trying to find a house, and he's saying, maybe she's saying, everyone else already has a house and so forth, and look at our place, we're still living in this apartment with all the children that we have. That's, you know, we really need to upgrade. And it's stressful also for the husband. But listen to what, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, I was sleeping in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was standing up in prayer. And whenever he wanted to make sujood, he would tap my legs. He would tap me on my leg, and I would curl up. And then when he would stand up, I would again stretch my legs. Why was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praying there? He was praying there because that's how big the room, that's how big the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. That there was no other space. If there were, do you think he would be praying there? And you have to tap her so she would curl up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of mankind. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the best of humanity a simple lifestyle. Yet even though it was simple, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha, Salama, and others, they were pleased and they were happy with the life that was chosen, the life with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because maybe the houses were small, but the heart is big. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kindness of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the compassion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his wives, that they were happy. So it goes both ways. The sisters or the woman should be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given and be appreciative of whatever you have, because there are people out there that wish that they have the house that you live in right now. They wish that they had the apartment that you have right now. They wish they have something over their heads. They wish to have something over their heads. But whatever they have, they're appreciative of it. And when you're appreciative of something, whatever you have, you're pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. That's what al-ghina is. That's richness right there. The richness is the tranquility of the heart. Al-ghina, ghina nafs. And so when you're dealing with people, be merciful, be kind, try to use the best, because these are the people who are closest to you, your wife, your family. Try to find the best way to speak to them, use the best speech when you're speaking to them. Sometimes we are very, very kind to our guests, and it's rightfully so. And sometimes we're very nice to our friends. But then when we speak to our parents, we raise our voices. We would never do that with some of our friends. We would never do that with some of our friends. But the closest people to you are the ones who deserve your kindness, the ones who deserve your compassion and your forgiveness and your love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and of course this is the first key principle, the first key points for a loving relationship, and a relationship based on Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can change people's hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our relationship between each other a sign. Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And amongst His signs that He has created for you, wives and spouses, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, wives so that you can be comfortable with them and live with them in comfort and tranquility. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Who is it? Allah puts love, مَوَدَّة, and compassion in your hearts. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Surely this is a sign for those who reflect, for those who reflect. And so the love that you have for each other, you love each other, and you love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one of the signs, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who puts that between husband and wives, that you have that love and compassion. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned as one of the blessings. As one of the blessings, he says, إِنَّمَا حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ النِّسَاءِ وَالطِّيبِ وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, from Anas ibn Malik, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ. Indeed, the thing that has made, meaning that which has been made beloved to me. Who is it made beloved to me? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst your dunya, amongst this world, all the worldly affairs, are women, tib, women, perfume, meaning sweet, pleasant scents, وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَةِ. And that which gives me peace and tranquility, the coolness of my eyes, is in the prayer. Is in prayer. And so this is a blessing that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that in the hearts of a believer. But of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very loving towards his wife. Even his speech when he used to call his wives. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, who said that the Prophet sallallahu said to her one day, Ya Aish, oh Aish. This is like a sweet way of saying Aisha. Just the way that he called her, with the best and the most beloved to make names to her, to make her happy. And he said, Hada Jibril, yuqri'uki as-salam. This is Jibril, yuqri'uki as-salam. He has given her, he's sending his salams to you. And so she said, and I said, wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to call also his wife, he used to use the best of names. And in fact, he wasn't even shy to show his love for his wife in front of people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. And Amr ibn al-As, he was asking this question because he wanted to know who was more beloved because of the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated him. Every time he looked at him, he was always smiling. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Man ahabbu an-nasi ilayk, who is the most beloved person to you? Who is the most beloved of the people to you? What do you think he's going to say? Now imagine this, who's amongst the people? If someone were to ask you this, right, ask anyone, and you're in a company of other people, what would you say? Some of us might say, if you really love your wife, right, that if you'd really love your wife, you might not even say it, right? You might say, I love my mother, right? I love my mother. You might say, you love your mother. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked this question, Man ahabbu an-nasi ilayk? He said, he didn't say my wife, or this person, you know, he said, Aisha. He mentioned her name. Imagine in public mentioning your wife's name to all your in front of your friends is like, Ya Allah. Right? We feel very uncomfortable, right? We would feel very uncomfortable to mention even our wife's name in front of other people. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Aisha. He mentions her name in front of all of these people. And then he says, Amr ibn al-As then says, Innama a'ni min ar-rijal. Innama a'ni min ar-rijal. Now amongst the men, who is the most beloved to you? And so he says, Fa'abuha, if that's the case, Abuha. Then her father. Did he mention who's her father? Did he mention Abu Bakr? He didn't say Abu Bakr. He said her father instead. Her father. Instead of saying like some of us might say your friend. You might say something like the daughter of Muhammad if that's her father, right? Instead of mentioning her name, but it's the opposite. He mentions her name and doesn't mention his name. And so how do you think she feels? Aisha radiallahu anha, she's hearing this. She's happy. Look, my husband just mentioned my name in front of all of these people to show how much he loves me. And so even to the end, at the end of his lifetime even, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, قَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِنَّهُ لَيُهَوِّنُ عَلَيَّ الْمَوْتِ إِنَّهُ لَيُهَوِّنُ عَلَيَّ الْمَوْتِ أَنِّي أُرِيتُكِ زَوْجَتِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. So at the, in times of, in the most difficult time, in the pangs of death, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says to Aisha, Aisha, even though he is in pain, he says, indeed, it lessens the pangs of death, the throes of death, the hardships of, you know, at the end of your lifetime when you're going through the most difficult pain. إِنَّهُ لَيُهَوِّنُ عَلَيَّ الْمَوْتِ. Death is made easier for me that because I was shown that you will be my wife in Jannah. You will be my wife in Jannah. So even in the most difficult times, he's always compassionate and always mentioning his love for his wife. And so if you love your wife, at least tell her, because some of the men, they don't know how to say I love you. Like it's not, they don't know how to say it. And maybe you say it the first 2 months, and then after that of marriage, or maybe the first year, because sometimes, you know, they say the first year the husband speaks and the wife listens. The second year the wife speaks and the husband listens. The third year they both speak and the neighbors are listening. That's what happens sometimes. It just keeps on getting worse. But we have to always continue, even if you've been married with someone for 10, 20 years, 30 years. Always try to use the best words, and when you try to mention to them, tell them that you love them. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you make this effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will strengthen the love between you and your wife. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very compassionate, very kind, very gentle. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, مَا ضَرَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ خَادِمًا لَهُ قَطْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never struck his servant ever. وَلَا امْرَأَةً لَهُ قَطْ. And he never hit a woman ever. وَلَا ضَرَبَ بِيَدِهِ. And he never struck anyone with his hand. إِلَّا أَيُّجَاهِدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Except in jihad fi سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he used to lean upon his wife. And that's why, and lay upon the chest, you know, of his wife, even if she was in her menses. Aisha radiallahu anha, wa Maymuna bint al-Harith, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maymuna, Ummul Mu'mineen, she said, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَضَعُ رَأْسَهُ فِي حِجْرِ إِحْدَانَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put his head up on us. فَيَتْلُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهِيَ حَائِضٌ. And even if the woman, if she's in her menses, he would recite the Qur'an. Like lay down and recite the Qur'an. So he's next to his wife. He's always trying to be next to her, even when he's reciting the Qur'an. And even when she is in her menses, he would do so. وَتَقُومَ إِحْدَانَ بِالْخُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. And sometimes, one of us would have some, you know, if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed some towel or anything that was needed, we would, even if we were in our menses, we would reach out and we would give it to them. So, you know, this is something that's mentioned. Why? Because the Yahud, whenever a woman is in her menses, they kick her out of their house or they leave the house. They don't stay together in the same house. And so this is something that, of course, affects any woman. But even in times of menses, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always spend time with them also. And not only just spend time with them, but spend time, when she's mentioning this, that means spend time in a romantic way, even in those times. And that's how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was very humble. When he got married, when he was married to Sophia, and Sophia was someone who was very, very short. And so sometimes it's very difficult for her to get on the camel. And then the Messenger, and so on one occasion, she narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after getting married to her, when she wanted to get on the camel, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got on his knees so that she could step on his knees to get on the camel. So this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like putting his, going down so that she could step on him, it's on the way, so that she can get on the camel. And this is the humbleness of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to race his wives also. He used to race with Aisha radiallahu anha. And Aisha, when she was a little bit, when she was younger, and she didn't have so, you know, she didn't gain that much weight, she was able to beat the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was very fast. And then later on, when she raced him again, she said, you know, I gained a little bit of weight. After that, later on, he beat me. And he said, now we're even. So the Prophet ﷺ tells the people to leave, to go forward, so that he can, imagine you're traveling all the way together, all together, right? And then all of a sudden, he's like, you guys go ahead. Let me just stay here for a bit. If you were to do that with the company of your friends and family who are traveling, what are they going to say? Oh, romantic. You want to spend time with your wife alone like that. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that kind of person. He was very, very compassionate and loving towards his wife. But his wives also were they were pleased with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they loved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were always at the service of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They always took care of things. With that, you know, like in the household, and in terms of course, you always have problems in any household. And brothers, if you're in the masjid, please turn off your phones, especially, you know, a lot of the brothers are leaving there. I just wanted to remind, I'll end it with this, inshallah. But this is very, very distracting when you don't turn off your phones, and especially some people are still working, subhanAllah, in Jum'ah. You have your phone, leave it in your car. Like you're still working. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ah fas'au ila dhikrillah wa dharul bay'. Fas'au ila dhikrillah wa dharul bay'. Quickly we come forward to the remembrance of Allah and leave all the worldly transactions and stuff. You still have your phone on in the masjid. That's very, very distracting. And I know some brothers, they come to the masjid and then they immediately leave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written for you. He's already written for you. Whatever you're going to get, it's not going to go away. You will get it. You will get it. It's written for you already, that rizq. And if it's not coming to you, if it wasn't written for you, no matter how fast you leave the masjid, you're not getting it. No matter how fast you leave the masjid, no matter how long you leave your phone on to try to wait for passengers and so forth, you're not going to get anything. There's no barakah in it. There's no barakah in it whatsoever. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's time to pray, turn that off. Leave it away. Leave it outside the masjid. Don't bring it in. Leave it outside the masjid. Otherwise your mind is going to think, oh no, you know what? I have to go back out while you're in the masjid. And afterwards you go really quickly because you're afraid maybe you're not going to get that ride and so forth. It's not coming if it's not written for you. If it's already written for you, you can stay here in the masjid 3 hours after the khutbah is over and it will still come to you. It will still come to you. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد عائشة رضي الله عنها she said كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا غضب على عائشة وضع يده على منكبها فقال اللهم اغفر لها ذنبها وأذهب غيظ قلبها وعذها من مضلات الفتن. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he was angry at Aisha radiallahu anha, he didn't yell at her and scream and so forth. What he did was he would put his hand on her shoulders and he would say, "Oh Allah, forgive her sins. Forgive her of her sins. Make that anger from her heart go away and protect her from the trials, the fitan that will lead people astray, that will stray you." So this is something that is a lesson for us also. When you're angry at your wife, touch her in her shoulders and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May instead of yelling and screaming, it's not going to change much, right? Make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can change. Then change her heart and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive her also. So we have to learn to forgive each other, as I mentioned before. The closest people to you, no one is perfect. We're not perfect, so we have to also learn to forgive. Especially, you know, many brothers and sisters, especially the sisters, they may forgive someone. They say, oh no, you know what, I forgive you. But whenever they get angry, when they get angry again, they will dig that back up again. They will dig that back up again. And that's why one of the brothers was jokingly, he mentioned, he said, you know, one of the best people, the best archaeologists, those who dig up the, you know, like the remnants of old civilizations. He said, women make the best because they love to dig up the past. They bring up the past. And just, but if you forgive somebody, forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you forgive them, do it for the sake of Allah. Don't mention it again. Don't mention it again, because when you mention it again, it hurts them a lot. Hurts your husband a lot also. And also sometimes when you're angry at something, you know, there are times, sometimes your husband, you might think your husband knows that he did something wrong. But sometimes he doesn't know. But you don't tell him, he won't know what to do. So if there's something you don't like ahead of time, just tell them. Like, this is something I don't like. Like, clear communication between each other is very, very helpful. Instead of thinking, you should already know. Like, no, somebody, a good husband would know. Right? A good husband would know. And instead of clarifying to them, let them know clearly, like, this is something I don't like, and so forth. And so that's why sometimes when you get angry, it makes him angry also, because he doesn't know why you're angry. So the fact that the woman is angry maybe makes the husband angry also because of that. So when you're angry, if you're standing up, sit down. If you're sitting down, lay down. And before that even, if you're angry, go make wudu. Because anger is from the shaitan. And stand up in prayer and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best of this world and the hereafter. And make dua for each other. Make dua for each other. You can't claim to love someone if you don't make dua for them. Do you love someone and never make dua for them? When's the last time you made dua for your wife? Make your dua for your wife. And the wives, make dua for your husbands. And be compassionate to them. It's not difficult to please a husband. You just go, inshallah, if he's at work, call him. Tell him you love him. He'll work even harder. One call a day to him, just tell him that you love him, you appreciate what he's doing. You know, he'll work even harder. Just one word, he will work even harder. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of this world and the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our conditions. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا تراسوا سيدنا
سيدنا
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you can see, some of the we do have a new way to donate to the masjid. And you see that plaque that says tap to give, and you have three squares. The way to do it is just tap it, and then don't leave it there. Just tap it and then take it out, and you'll hear a beep. The second beep is the confirmation that it went through, inshallah. So you don't have to hold it there. Just like how you pay in the stores, you do the same thing with that, inshallah. And also, again, we do have our Sheikh Ali Grad, inshallah, giving a lecture after Jum'ah every single, or after Maghrib every Jum'ah, inshallah, in the lecture in the Somali language. And we do have our Quran Halaqa in the morning tomorrow, inshallah, after Fajr. Please make time to join us, inshallah. We'll also have breakfast afterwards, inshallah. And of course, as I mentioned, there are different ways to give through Cash App, through other things also. You can even see the QR code out in the front. And at the same time also, we do have new prayer time sheets, if you can collect them, inshallah. And on the prayer time sheets, you'll be able to get the phone number also to pay, to give to those who want to give through Cash App, Venmo, and Zelle, and so forth.